In the psukim of the brocha of Yaakov to his children, when it comes to don, yehi don nochosh alei derech, shvifon alei oirach, and at the end he says, lishuoscho kivisi Hashem. With reference to don, he focuses and says, I'm mekaveh, I'm hoping, I'm awaiting the Yeshua from Hashem. So the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bechaya also, he quotes the Ramban, says as follows: Lo hoya b'chol sheifti Yisrael mi shenofal b'yad oivav zulosi Shimshon. Shimshon, it sounds like, was the only one that fell to the hands of his enemies. Shehu hanochosh hazeh. It was a very powerful warrior, Shimshon. V'hoya Hashem im ha-sheifet v'ishiyom b'yad oiveyem kol yemei ha-sheifet. The entire time of his existence, he was able to be saved from all the enemies. He was the last of the sheftim. Ki Shmuel, who came after him, novi hoyo. V'loi nilcham lohem. Shmuel wasn't a warrior. Shmuel was a novi. Uveyomov molchu hamelochim. And the kings then were appointed in his time. V'kasher roa hanovi tshuas Shimshon. Ki nifsko, in the novi, I guess he's referring to Yaakov Avinu, when he saw benavuah, that the salvation, the saving, the victory of Shimshon ki nifsiko, that power to win, that strength to win, that battle worthiness that Shimshon had is ended. Omar li shuoscho kivisi Hashem. Yaakov turned and said, lishuoscho, loy li shuas nochosh ushfifoin. I'm not relying anymore or hoping anymore for the Yeshua of nochosh ushfifoin, which refers to Don, which refers to Shimon. Ki becho ivoshea, I will count on the saving coming from you, Hashem. V'loi b'sheifet, and not from a sheifet. Ki tishuoscho tshuas oilomim, because your tshua, your saving, is a tshuas oilomim. That's forever. That, no matter, is not totally in Shimshon, in a tkufa, in a sheifet, as opposed to a novi, has nothing to do with the strength of milchoma. Your Yeshua is tshuas oilomim. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya says it over also. Kosev Rambanzal, ki akosev azeh tefilas Yaakov. This is a tefila of Yaakov. The fisher roa beruach hakodesh. He saw beruach hakodesh ki hoya Shimshon hamoishia achrin l'shoiftim. Shimshon will be the last savior of the sheiftim. V'afal pi shoya Shmuel achrov. Shmuel came after him. Was also such a great person. Shmuel novi hoya. For lohoya nilcham komoihu. He wasn't a warrior like Shimshon. Ulefikoch, kishero Yaakov, ki tshuas Shimshon nifsiko imoy, that the tshua, that ability to win battles that Shimshon had, ended with his demise when he finished. Nifsiko imo umeis bin filas horoichev yachtov, and he died in that situation that he died in. Omar, lishuoscho kivisi Hashem. I'm hoping for the Yeshua from Hashem. Loi lishuas Shimshon hanimshol anochosh ushvifoin. It's not for the Yeshua Shimshon anymore, who's compared to anochosh ushvifoin. It's I'm waiting for the Yeshua Hashem. This Ramban, and as the Rabbeinu Bechaya says it too, seems very bizarre. Yaakov Avinu is looking into the future, and he sees this great warrior Shimshon. And he sees in Shimshon the end of a tkufa. There's no longer going to be great warriors, such powerful warriors by Klal Yisrael. After that is Shmuel. Shmuel's not a fighter like he is. He's a novi. There's going to be kings, but that powerful sheifet or the tkufa of the sheiftim is ending. And that reliance on Shimshon to be victorious in battle is no longer possible. So Yaakov then turns and says, Lishuoscho kivisi Hashem. Now that we don't have Shimshon, now I'm waiting for the Yeshua from Hashem. And before, when he had Shimshon, whose Yeshua was he waiting for? Sounds like Shimshon. He's waiting for Shimshon. Teshuas Shimshon nifsiko yimoy umeis. Ah, Teshuas Shimshon. Until now it was a Teshuas Shimshon. He says, Kashero Hanovi, Teshuas Shimshon ki nifsiko. It's going to be, now after I see that Shimshon's power for saving is gone because he's no longer. Now, Lishuos Chikvisi Hashem. Sounds contrary to everything that we ever knew. It's everything lishuos chukivisi Hashem. Everything we do, everything is up to Hashem. Everything is biyad Hashem. To think that the human being has any koyach is like, it's beyond anything that we believe, anything that we ever think. It's like, what is going on here? And it doesn't seem that there was a tfiya on Yaakov Avinu. It doesn't seem that Yaakov did anything wrong over here, that he was taken to task for this. I don't think it's not mentioned. It's not. There's no criticism of Yaakov Avinu. So everything is appropriate. Everything is proper, and this is the way it should be. What is going on over here? Now, we do know, and we've mentioned here, for example, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah speaks about the tzora of Klal Yisrael, ad shirichem aleihem, until Hashem had rachmonis on them, v'hoishiyam, v'hoitzilam, and he saved them. Then it says, when shegovru b'nei chashmonoi, v'hoishiyon es Yisrael, the chashmonoim saved the Klal Yisrael. And the question is, who saved the Klal Yisrael? The Hashem do or the chashmonoim? So we thought the pshat was that obviously Hashem does all the Yeshua. Hashem, la'ashem ha'yeshua. Everything, all Yeshua comes from Hashem. And when he is Merachim, it's a done deal, that's the Yeshua. The only thing is that Shluchim play it out, they go through the motions, and they get the recognition and the schus and the credit as if they did it. But it seems that over here, it's much more than that. It seems Yaakov Avinu is actually hoping for the Yeshua of Shimshon. Shimshon is going to perform the Yeshua. And Yaakov Avinu is hoping that Shimshon, until now I'm hoping, I'm counting on your power, your military strength, your gvura. Shmuel, he doesn't have that power. He doesn't fight like you, like the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Bechaya. But Shimshon, that's different. So what does that mean? L'chaira, that there's a fine line. And it would seem that there's no question that, and first, no, let me begin like this. There is a distinction between bitochon and kivui, and the shuoscha kivino, and mekave, and kave al Hashem. In fact, the Rabbeinu Avram, the Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, says there are four languages which refer to hope as opposed to absolute trust. Bitochon means I am sure, I'm confident, I know Hashem is going to do this. Bitochon is one area. Then he says there's a lower level. He says that is, he calls it, he says, kivui, which is kivisi, tzipui, chikui, and yichul. Those are four languages we find in Tanakh that refer to different levels, different strains, different types of hope and optimism and awaiting and counting on, but not necessarily with a surety that it's going to happen. And it seems that in the realm of kivui, in the realm of hoping, that we have a right to look at the world and to see the sibois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed in this world and look at them and say, hey, the Yeshua is coming through. I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you to do this. I'm relying on you. I'm counting on you. I'm not relying. I'm hoping that you're going to do this. My hope is there. I'm hoping. I'm not losing hope. I'm not pessimistic. I'm not giving up hope. I'm not miyayish. I can't swear that you're going to do it. I don't have that bitochin. There's al tiftechu b'nedivim. There's no such thing as bitochin. Bitochin is only in Hashem. But it seems that the refusal to give up hope, or the maintaining of that hope and that sipio and the chikui and the yichul, those things that in a teva dika thing, al pi teva Shimshon had that gvura, he had that ability, and therefore when I look at him and I look into the future and I see the battles that he's facing, I am actually hoping and optimistic and not giving up hope about the future of Klal Yisrael because of the fact that there's a Shimshon. Shimshon, as I'm hoping in the victory of Shimshon to protect and to secure the future of Klal Yisrael. And that doesn't seem to be a tviya. To trust in that, that's only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the hope is, the pshat is like, I'm looking at you and I'm saying, okay, you know, I see you, you're a powerful leader. I'm not getting disillusioned. I'm not scared. I'm not worried. I'm not despairing. I'm not miyayish, because you were put in that situation, and therefore, I have the right to look at you as the vehicle with which Hashem is doing it, and I am not losing hope, not getting disillusioned. I'm not giving up because of what you're doing. But that has nothing to do, l'chayra, with the fact that ultimately I know that Hashem is really doing everything. I can focus on, in other words, what it means is that sometimes, you know, if we look too directly at people, so we forget that it's Hashem altogether. You know, al tiftachu bin adivim, like, so you start, oh, this one and that one, he's going to help, he could do, he has power, he has this, we forget about Hashem. No. We can't forget about Hashem, and we have to put our trust in Hashem. But at the same time, we look at the real world, at the actual things as they unfold, and they give us the ability, the strength, to be optimistic, not to lose hope, not to despair, because I see a method that Hashem is acting in this world, and that method is giving me the strength not to lose hope and not to be afraid. And when Yaakov Avinu looked at the future, and he was concerned about the future of his children, he says, oh, I'm not worried. I'm not going to despair about the future, because I see the Gvura of Shimshon. And only when that Gvura al Piteva no longer existed, so now even the hope that I have, which was permissible to focus on Shimshon and the likes of him who have that Teva Dika power, now there's nothing left. Lishuoscha kivisi Hashem, because the koyach of Hashem is eternal, and even though I no longer have the physical koyches that can do the job, but I can rely on Hashem, and I also don't have to be concerned about anything. It would seem that the Rabbeinu Bechaya in this is in Parshas Vayeshev, where he talks about a tviya on Yosef. He says that the tviya on Yosef was with the Sarah Mashkim. He says, chas v'sholem, that he was pegeya in his bitochen. He said, you know, ki yim zechaltani v'hoitzeisani. So he says it wasn't a pegeya in his bitochen. Chas v'sholem sheyitla Yosef atzadik betchoyne b'sarah mashkim. Rak b'ashem levadoi. Didn't affect his bitochen at all. But he says, what? Avol hoyso kavanoso shashem yisale hizmin elov sarah mashkim ze kedei sheyaseloi nes al yodoi. His kavono was, Hashem was mazmin the sarah mashkim to do the nes al yodoi. He's going to be saved from the beis hasoyer through the sarah mashkim. He says, this is the agent of Hashem. Similar to Shimshon. He's the agent of Hashem. Ki min hayodua shehatzolas HaKadosh Baruch Hu es hatzadikim al yedei sibus hu. Hashem saves tzadikim through sibus. There are causes. There are things that happen to bring these things about. They're not always just automatic. There are sibus in the world. The world is run. That's the way Hashem even saves even the tzadikim. Uma shenenash beichuroi shom shtei shonim. He had to stay another 2 years in jail. Zehoya al dibur shediber im saramashkim meinyan hatzolosoi, that he spoke the chiloponov, and through the speaking he spoke to him, and he says, you're going to help me ledaber, to speak for him. Ulefi shebikesh sibo b'saramashkim sheyazkirenu v'yoytzienu k'bei shomali v'yoytzisani v'skirtani v'yoytzisani v'in roi l'tzadikim k'yoytzibo levakesh sibo. Lekach ne'enash. Ki hoi lo leftuach ba'kodesh Baruch Hu levadoi shehu bal hasibois kulon shehu yazmin elov hatoivois. He's the bal hasibois. He'll provide all of these sibois and the toivois mibilti sheyevakesh oisom. It seems uletzadik kamoyu nechshav l'ovein. It seems that the avla that Yosef did was not that he saw the sibo, and not that he was impressed that this sibo is the sibo. Yes, Hashem is sending the Sibo, and I have a right to believe and to recognize that this is the Sibo that Hashem sent. Just like Shimshon is the Sibo to bring about Yeshua's Yisrael. And that's the reality, and there's nothing wrong. It's not inappropriate. It wasn't a tefillah on Yosef to compromise his bitochen. He didn't compromise his bitochen. He was batuach b'Hashem completely. Rakma, when you see that Sibo, Yosef, on his level, was not allowed to do anything with that Sibo. He should have let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the Sibo completely by himself. The reliance on the Sibo was not the Avla. It was the participation in the process. And I would say that the same thing by Yaakov Avinu with Shimshon. that the reliance on Sibas that Hashem gives us, this is not the now again, I would say the hope and the realization that there are Sibas, this is permissible. But what's not permissible is that he did something on his level. On our level, we have to do all kinds of ishtadlus. But that was the tefiyah. But only because the fact that Hashem sent the Siba, and this is the Siba, and I look at this as the Siba, that doesn't interfere with the bitochen. I trust Hashem is going to do it, and I see the way that he's doing it. And I would say the same thing with Yaakov Avinu. I trust it all in Hashem, but I see the way he's doing it is through Shimshon, and therefore I am now anticipating Shimshon's victory. I am not miyayish on, when I look at the future, I say, nothing to worry about because Shimshon is here. And that's not inappropriate because of course Hashem is orchestrating everything. Of course it's all tolui in the Rachmi Dishmaya and the Siyata Dishmaya, what he does. But this is the reality through which he's unfolding the thing that he wants to deliver, and I have every right to look at it as such. And when I see it, I say, "Oh, now I feel good. I'm not losing faith. Not I'm confident. Not I'm relying. Not I'm relying. Al tivtechu b'nedivim. Not I'm relying on him, but that I'm hoping because I see the vehicle in motion, and that taka seems to be the vehicle, and that vehicle gives me the strength. And it's only when that vehicle is no longer there, then I have to say that even the hope is completely and only focused on Hashem, and it's not a problem, because even if we don't see a vehicle, we could still have that same hope, because the hope is only that the vehicle is the method which it's happening. But if I don't have the method, then of course, the Yeshua Chikvisei Hashem, because his Yeshua is a Lomis. But the ability to look at the world and see it as such is something that we have every right to do. And I think that it makes a difference, because sometimes we get carried away with the focus on bitochen, and we could, you know, sometimes like not even allow the sibus in the world to have any positive effect on us, and it really could be a mistake because we need that. We're not necessarily on the level that we just, it's only is enoid milvadoi, there's nothing else, and there's the sibus don't exist. You know, Reb Chanina ben Dei Semisha Omer LaHashem LeYadlik Yomer LaChoim SviYadlik. We may not be on that level, and we may need the Sibus to give us the confidence. If I don't have something to hope on, I may get so despondent that it could even interfere with my ability to trust Hashem. So therefore, I'm allowed, and it's no tefiyah. It was not even on Yaakov Avinu was there a tefiyah, because this was, I mean, he saw the future, so this was the vehicle that Hashem is bringing about the Yeshua. And just like we'd say, the Chashmonoim Hitzilu Es Yisroel, Shimshon HaGibor won the battles. That's true. But I need we in our lives need that, because if we don't see Sibus, as then we have to decide how much interaction, how much effort is appropriate on our level with those Sibus. But if we don't see the Sibus and we don't see the world, then we could lose that hope, we could lose that optimism, and we could become so despondent that it could even interfere with our ability to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think it's important not to underestimate. You know, we have to interact with doctors. We have to interact with protective agencies. We have to interact with supporters. We have to interact with employers and employees and who knows what. And all of these things, we have to look at them as, I do put a certain amount, I do have hope. They are giving me the optimism to continue my bitochen that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.